my readers.
Why did you suddenly read that?
Actually, I had a boring Sunday, and
I have a Kindle.
It was already boring Sunday.
Somebody
and,
said
I pre-downloaded the Masters of Science Fiction TV series, and there was a couple of people on there. That
what is that? A documentary or
dramas basically made out of old sci-fi novels into one-hour TV shorts. It's actually really cheaply done and they're not that great.
Right.
But if you like the ideas behind science fiction, it's still cool.
Yeah.
But actually, they're not amazing. You know. And I was like, actually, you know what? I'm done watching these. I just want to read something that's going to be a good. I want to read some classic sci-fi. I just decided Monday, and I just researched classic science fiction. I just researched a couple of guys, and there were like a couple of forums I just read, and like some people were like, and like I heard about Stephen Hart, a very famous English writer.
But you knew who he was.
I knew who he was.
But you never read him before.
But I never read any of it. And they were basically like, oh, there's this guy. And of course, if you go to classic science fiction from like the 50s and 70s, you have hundreds of guys. And some people were like, Arthur C. Clarke, if you're going to read one of the books, read this one. I picked it up. And as soon as I saw it,
no, you didn't. You downloaded it. You didn't pick it up.
I downloaded it to my Kindle. I paid for it, actually.
You don't pay it. You missed a payment.
I didn't download it for free. Like, I did something. Right. I did actually pay for it because I wanted it instantly.
You can't take it.
And before I looked up, I'd already read 30% of it. I was like, actually, the character development, if you're looking for character development, serious.
That's not what they do.
That's not what sci-fi dudes do.
No, but that's good, too. You watch them, like, Hollywood space movies where they go out and find they make bad attempts at character development and the science.
The idea, the science behind it, and what's actually happening behind the fiction. The actual science that he's applying to it and the ideas of space travel in the 70s at the time. It's all completely plausible.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, Hollywood movies failed to try but failed to make good characters. And the science is just totally ridiculous. Even the idea.
No, in these novels, it's far-fetched. Yeah. But he's always thinking about this moving object that they've landed on that's so ridiculous and stuff like that. And he's always saying, like, how is the atmosphere going to change inside here in a realistic manner based on the trajectory around the sun? And that's more important than the actual character.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Hollywood fails on both of them, but at least science fiction gets there on the science, you know.
You know, the characters actually were not that